美国神韵纽约艺术团星期五晚上在旧金山的演出吸引了很多远道而来的观众，一些观众需要驱车三四个小时前来欣赏，但是他们表示很值得。
位于加州北部海湾的 Mendocino 距离旧金山市四个半小时的车程，虽然这样，该市艺术中心的主管还是和当地几位艺术家一起驱车前来观赏。有多年音乐背景的 Lindsay 表示，东西方文化的完美结合让他耳目一新。
And the cultural aspects of the dance and the music are very new to us and very amazing. And the combination of Western and Eastern in the performance was a very, very nice combination. It's so beautiful and it's like Western culture, but it has such a different tonality. It's fascinating and so beautiful.
投资人 Gary 很赞赏神韵传递的和平信息。
It's lighthearted and it gives you an insight into the Chinese culture, which I think Americans desperately need. This will mollify the intentions of the warmongers of all the cultures, I think. I think that's what the purpose of this is, and I think it accomplishes that. Well, it's a peace-oriented introduction to another culture.
专门经营豪宅买卖的房地产公司老板 Mark 和太太大开眼界。
Beautiful, colorful, the customs were so beautiful. It was so delicate, their movements, the scenery, it was amazing.
Unbelievable colors, the scenery was magnificent, the clothing was just out of this world, and I will come back next year again.
Yes.
We will describe them as a must-see, it's an experience of a lifetime.
美国神韵纽约艺术团周末在旧金山歌剧院还有三场演出。新唐人记者张亮、徐瑞，旧金山报道。
神韵热在旧金山持续升温，于1月7号晚间在旧金山歌剧院的第六场演出又一次达到满场。很多经常到戏院观看各种演出的观众表示，神韵与众不同，是最美的演出。
We come to the ballet, we go to a lot of dance, and similar. I'm not sure there's anything that's quite as unique as this to say that it's similar that I've seen anything, but this is, you know, really incredible.
I think the show is probably the best put together show that I've seen in a long time.
I'm going to tell them they haven't seen anything like it anywhere in the world, and we've traveled a great deal, so I can say that with assurance.
是什么让这些见多识广的戏院饕客对神韵赞叹不已呢？对律师威廉姆来说，从演出内容到艺术形式，神韵处处闪烁着创新的光辉。
Brings it all together is 5,000 years of culture all being woven in with the dance and the music, and then the actual presentation, as she says, is so precise and very novel. I mean, it's a lot of new things for us, so we're fascinated and loving it.
音乐人 Mary All 则沉醉于神韵中西合璧的音乐效果。
Oh, the orchestra is great. The mixture of the old instruments and the new, the Western, like they were saying, the Western music and the old Chinese is really unique. The piano and the lady with the two string, I'm not sure the name, was beautiful. That was really great.
记者 Lydia Pringle 热衷于各类文化演出，神韵给她最深的感受是那股向上、精神升华的力量。
It is really uplifting and I think a bridge between cultures and very informational and educational and enlightening.
新唐人记者刘芳、安琪采访报道。
1月7号下午，神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山歌剧院的第五场演出满场，现场气氛热烈，掌声不断。神韵纯善纯美的演出赢得在场中西观众的普遍赞许，详情请看一下报道。
And the Tibetan dance, oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. The people from the top of the world.
The lotus dance, that was very nice. The silk sleeves, very nice.
从西藏雪山到淮北平原，从远古神话到当代传奇，有些人观众欣喜地表示，神韵综合艺术、教育和娱乐，非常适合适龄少儿前来观看。
Little girls, of course, are going to love the snow fairies and the flower fairies. And the boys will love the warriors. And the drums were fantastic.
中西合璧的现场交响乐队，再加上生动逼真的三维贴幕，即便是新人观众也会在不知不觉中被引入演出中的世界。
It grabs all of your senses. It engages you 100%.
I felt like part of the flow of what was going on, which was beautiful.
相对新人观众，华人观众则更多感动于神韵向世界所展现的一个高贵、正义和优雅的中国。
俾外国人同埋我哋中国人咧，深深了解到咧，我哋中国五千年嚟咧个中华文化咧，原来系咁好嘢嘅咁样。
还有神韵带给他们的那份自豪与骄傲。
What I am and how I am become who I am now. Well, I'm so proud of Chinese people. Yes.
新唐人旧金山记者站综合报道。
选择是今年神韵演出中的一个舞蹈节目。讲述了一位年轻人面对邪恶对善良的迫害，顶着生命和事业前途的压力做出的顺应良知的抉择。这个节目所彰显的浩然正气感动了许多观众，请看报道。
The choice.
当被问到最喜欢的节目时，很多观众都毫不犹豫地回答选择这个答案。他们有的感动与节目中法轮功学员面对邪恶所展现的平和与坚韧。
It just showed the Falun Dafa practitioners and the struggles that they have to face, and how they were able to overcome the threat and still live on.
有的则认同节目所传递的坚守正义的信息。
Well, I think it's very important in today's age that people need to stand up for what's right, and I think that the show's producers and choreographers had that in mind when they were designing the show.
看完选择后，律师 William 也做出了自己的选择。
Something that's in this cultural context of 5,000 years, but it's very present, very current, and very important, I think, to the Chinese and to us wanting to support them.
新唐人记者刘芳、安琪，旧金山采访报道。
1月7日，神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山的第五场演出达到满场。许多慕名前来的主流观众表示，非常感谢神韵有目前法轮功在中国受到迫害的节目，而节目展现出的用和平善良反对迫害是给人们的一个礼物。观众们希望神韵也能够在中国大陆上演。
培训公司老板克莱默女士认为，法轮功的节目是她最感动的节目。他认为法轮功修炼人表现出的和平和善良是当今人们需要的。
We need to hear that. People don't know what really is going on in China. So I thought that was really fantastic. And trying to do it in a way, and even what's going on in the country, the people are trying to rise up through peaceful ways. So it'd be fantastic to see that happen, to see it work.
从台湾来美多年的王元君女士表示，看完节目后理解了为什么在全世界有这么多人修炼法轮功。神韵演出也表达出了真正的中国传统。
We should continue working on preserve our traditions and working on let people all over the world to know what true kindness, what true beauty is about.
来自圣何西的教师简森女士表示，演出后面的信息对她来说是一个礼物。
The freedom that is lacking because of the existing situation going on there is very touching to me as a human being in this world. So it was a gift to me.
在一家高科技公司任职工程经理的胡特先生和太太说，非常感谢神韵带来了法轮功的节目，很希望将来节目能够在中国上演。
The portrayal of the oppression, the Chinese oppression. I think it's very sad. Yeah, the persecution. I think it's sad that people in China cannot experience this. That's unbelievable to me.
Religious freedom is so important, and it's so ironic that people who are trying to be peaceful are being attacked. We are able to experience this wonderful program the culture has brought to us to share.And I hope that someday in China things open up so they can go back there and dance for their own people back home too. That would be so wonderful. But I'm really glad they're bringing it to us.
新唐人记者张亮、李峰采访报道。
新年之际，阖家一起观看美国神韵纽约艺术团的演出，让许多家庭感到温馨与难忘。请看报道。
考古公司老板、考古学家 Alan Jocelyn Junk 说，舞蹈编排得很流畅，演员的动作如行云流水。
Yeah, and of course it's very exciting seeing the videography and the people jumping out of the film onto the stage. Yeah, and particularly it would be wonderful for families. I love seeing all the families here, from grandparents to mothers and fathers and then the young children. And I think the young children would really love it because you can really keeps you very captivated.
Walk 太太特意驱车三个半小时带女儿来观赏演出，让正在学芭蕾舞的女儿兴奋不已。
It was really amazing.
She was walking out. She said, "I really enjoyed that." She was saying the leaf part was her favorite part.
We're gonna wake up tomorrow and come here with Daddy, and he's gonna think it's amazing.
My favorite part was where they did the monks, the happy monks were cleaning. Sometimes cleaning can be fun.
拥有两个护儿中心的老板 Kimmy 为了让领养的中国女儿不忘自己的根。特意带他来观赏。
China has such a rich, beautiful, old, ancient culture, and there's so much good there. I don't want her to forget that. Those are her roots. It's very important to who she is, that she always remembers she's Chinese girl too.
新唐人记者张亮、徐瑞，加州旧金山的采访报道。
1月7日，神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山的第六场演出获得了很多艺术界人士的喜爱。神韵舞蹈演员表现的高超技能，让专业舞蹈界人士激动不已，希望自己也能够像神韵演员那样。神韵乐团也得到了音乐人的赞赏。
Performing on the Oscars and helping on the choreography for Whole New World for...It's with Debbie Allen, and I just, I really appreciate it. It's so beautiful. I was watching some of the moves here where the girl just, she doesn't even lift her leg. She just, boink, slap got behind her head. I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could do that.
神韵舞蹈演员的出色表现让舞蹈家伍德拜瑞激动不已。他说，要达到这样的水准，可以看出演员背后付出的无数小时的训练。
I love this show. It was spectacular. I really, really comprehend completely how difficult these different moves. You can tell these people have been, these dancers have been trained from, you know, probably babies. I mean,
it was an extravaganza of color, textiles, and spinning because I'm a costume designer. And so I'm totally inspired by the beautiful colors that I saw tonight.
专业音乐演奏员哈尔南茨先生非常赞赏神韵乐团和艺术表现，认为每个人都应该看演出。
Oh, the orchestra is great. The mixture of the old instruments and the new, the Western, like they were saying, the Western music and the old and, Chinese is really unique. The piano and the lady with the two string, I'm not sure the name, was beautiful.I think the show is probably the best put together show that I've seen in a long time, and where you combine arts, music, the skills of the dancers that is not commonly seen. Everybody should get an opportunity to come and see this kind of show.
新唐人记者刘芳安琪采访报道。美国加州旧金山湾区是世界闻名的高科技重镇，电脑和生物科技是两大主要产业，这里也汇聚了众多高科技人才。美国神韵纽约艺术团的演出给这些工程师、科学家们带来什么样的观感呢？一起来听一听。
甘地先生一家包下了一个包厢，他们认为物超所值。
A fabulous set and the amount of efforts these folks have put in, it's evident. So it's a very soothing Chinese cultural music, which really is very, very soothing and very nice.
喜爱舞蹈的太太在网上仔细地做了研究，决定要好好欣赏这台演出。
The colors, the backdrops are breathtaking.
虽然从事软体设计，但是丹尼从年轻时就喜爱，并一直参与乐队表演。
Well presented, all the technology, all the people, all the coordination, all the light, all the colors, all the best of us. This is great. I do recommend this show to everybody. It's a fantastic show, colorful.And beautiful, and the music, oh, awesome, very amazing. They should not miss this one.
无论是各个行业，神韵都能唤起观众的感情。
I would highly recommend this, that this is something that it's
a show that is, it evokes an emotion in you that brings you joy, sadness, happiness.
新唐记者张亮、徐瑞，旧金山采访报道。
伴随即将到来的中国新年，海外游子的思乡情也油然而生。神韵在旧金山第五场演出过后，一位在美国生活了五年的华人观众表示，神韵的画面让他感受到了家乡的亲切。
快到中国新年了，然后在这边也特别想家的，然后就想过来看一看，然后写出一下自己就是想念家乡的亲人的一些感觉这样子的。
显然此行没有让他失望，神韵一个节目中杭州西湖荷花满堂的天幕让他倍感亲切。
因为我的家乡，我的父母亲他们都是从浙江杭州过来的，所以我看到那幅画面我觉得特别的亲切。
与她同行的丈夫也对那一幕印象深刻。
Yes, yeah, particularly like the scene of Hangzhou, West Lake, the Lotus.
郑杰女士计划开办一所中文学校，将更多中国元素引入旧金山。她特别欣赏神韵将中国少数民族的风貌搬上舞台，
讲到四川的少数民族的一些，然后还有西藏的，然后还有淮北的，所以它这里面基本上包括了很多中国的一些元素在里面，然后我真的挺喜欢的。
他说将来成为中文老师，一定会带自己的学生观看神韵。新唐人记者张亮、李峰，加州旧金山的采访报道。
神韵演出不但将中华文化的正统理念传播给世界，也让越来越多的西方主流人士了解中国传统艺术的博大与美好。在看过旧金山第五场神韵演出之后，很多新人观众表示，他们从神韵演出中充分领略到了中国古典舞那种无言却传神的超强表现力。
I think the dancers sort of speak without speaking. They can tell a story so well.
同样对神韵这种无言却传神的艺术表现力印象深刻的是前移民官 Richard 先生。
And it was a very expressive show. I liked the dancing. I actually felt what they were trying to say in their dancing. So I thought it was outstanding.
魔术师 Willie 先生则进一步表达了他对这种无言的艺术方式的感受。
It's the storytelling. That's what I enjoy. You know, when you can convey without speaking words.You can tell a story that is powerful.
他认为神韵所展现的中国古典舞等艺术跨越了语言。
You know, the movement, the sound, the music, that's international. And no matter whether you speak the language or not, you can appreciate.
新唐人记者张亮、李峰，旧金山采访报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山的第七场演出，礼拜天下午在满场观众的热烈掌声中依依惜别。至此，美国神韵纽约艺术团2012年在旧金山的巡回演出已经结束，很多观众约定明年再来。
1月8号下午，美国神韵纽约艺术团2012年旧金山的巡回演出已经圆满结束。周末连续两天，不但为旧金山带来了温暖的好天气，更带来了满场观众。连续几天的好评如潮，让礼拜天下午的旧金山歌剧院座无虚席。演员们精湛的技巧让观众大开眼界。
Personally, I'm very impressed with the physical nature of what the performers can do.The fact that they are so flexible and maintain a sense of beauty and fluidity while they're being flexible and using their bodies, to me that's the art of peak performance.
They're so synchronized in what they do, and I admire the training. It's not like an overnight thing, you can tell. It's the mental, it's the discipline, it's amazing.
除了巨大的艺术成就，美国神韵纽约艺术团留在观众心中的更是五千年灿烂的文化遗产。 It is amazing to come here and see in a short time of an hour and a half to two a 5,000-year culture. It's just not the artistic part of it, but it's also the cultural part of it. It's the traditional heritage part of it that all seems to come out in one thing. And it's 想看神韵演出多年的 Sirpa 今年终于如愿以偿。
I absolutely adore traditional Chinese culture.And I have a lot of respect for it. And I think that the old traditional way of people
being together as a community and the humble spirit of the human spirit that was obvious in Chinese culture and people being together and being there for each other. Bring those old values back to our lives.
It's encouraging me or engaging me and encouraging me to, I'm encouraged to go and read more about Chinese history. 5,000 years. This is my first time at Shenyun, and I will come back every year.
这次美国神韵纽约艺术团2012年在旧金山的七场演出已经全部结束，接下来他们将到美国洛杉矶上演。新唐人记者刘芳、安琪，旧金山采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团2012年南加州首场演出在1月11日呈现艺术中心塞格斯查姆剧场举行，完美的演出让那里的观众激动不已。
期待已久，神韵纽约艺术团又再次来到了城县，将带来两天两场2012年的全新演出。
Beautiful. That's why I've seen it two times. Next year we'll be back.
I love it. The choreography, the costumes, the music, everything. And it has so much of the traditional Chinese culture. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to see that so elegantly portrayed.
We appreciated experiencing 5,000 years of Chinese culture. Enjoy the dancing, enjoy the singing, enjoy the Chinese culture. And it was a very good show.
It's spectacular, and it's also very informative. I'm learning a lot about China and Chinese culture and history.
This, you see shows like this that are for the eyes, the ears, the senses. This is for the heart. This was beautiful. I would come back again in an instant. In fact, I'm trying to think of ways to come back and see this again. It's beautiful. Fantastic. Please come and see it. It's fantastic.
新唐人记者苏香兰、王慧平、张艺渊，南加州呈现报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团2012年在南加州呈现的第二场演出再创票房最高峰，原本计划出售的1700张票被一抢而空，在一票难求的情况下，主办方应要求开放了原本不出售的600个座位。看完演出的观众感受各有不同。
一票难求的神韵纽约艺术团演出让观众看得感动不已。
Oh, the show is just fabulous. The beauty and the movement, and it made me want to move my body. And just the Chinese design and the way they create beauty is like no other culture in the whole world. And the energy is so high, you will be energized for days after you see this show.
观众也领略了神韵舞蹈演员所展现的高难度技巧。
The show's terrific. The athletic ability of the dancers is, to me, the most amazing discipline. I know how hard that must be to do.
还有的观众对神韵表现的深邃内涵表达了看法。
I see a lot of universal spirit in humankind, and also probably where people would want to go as far as progress with humanity. So it's a very inspirational presentation.
新唐人记者袁科、张艺渊，洛杉矶报道。
神韵演出中所展现的优美的舞蹈、华美的服饰、绚丽的天幕背景、动人的音乐乃至迷人的历史故事，令观众是大开眼界。很多观众在观看了神韵纽约艺术团11日在加州呈现艺术中心塞格斯查姆剧院的首场演出，更是感受到神韵演出中的精神层面。他们说呢，神韵在表达神，在表达宇宙的信息。
It was done in a very artistic, gracefulUplifting way. The colors, the animation, just very uplifting. Artists are trying to express the divine in their movements, in their singing, even in the music. I predict that more people in China will want to express the goodness of the past.Versus what's been going on there for years, the last few years.
I thought it was a fantastic show. The dancers were unbelievably talented. It was choreographed absolutely superb. And it had a deep spiritual message that resonated with me. A universal message of freedom, in freedom to express personal spirituality.
It was utterly charming, delightful, and full of love and uplifting everything. It just expresses, you know, love and gentleness and faith and all good things, you know, and triumph of goodness over negative, hurtful things.
新唐人记者蓝红、王慧平、袁科，南加州呈现报道。
麦克泰门是好莱坞著名的电视制片人和主持人，他在观看了神韵纽约艺术团1月11日在加州呈现艺术中心塞格斯查姆剧院的首场演出之后表示，神韵演出中那些美丽的服装、动人的音乐、充满活力的舞蹈令人着迷，他愿意在任何时候再来观看神韵。
麦克介绍自己曾专门到中国各省去研究中国文化，但今晚的演出让他了解到的远远超出从前的研究。
The history, the culture, the art, the dance and the music was so overwhelmingly beautiful that I'm just fascinated by it and I would come see this again anytime. I was fascinated by the big screen and having the little characters come down in the big screen and up under and onto the stage. I'd never seen that.And that's an oh wow factor.
麦克对中国的古乐器情有独钟。
It was lovely to see the ancient instruments of China played on stage. I would have liked to have heard them explain a little more about the instruments and the history of them.
最后麦克说
Everything else was absolutely perfect. I couldn't improve upon it. It was well done and a very enjoyable way to spend an evening.
新唐记者蓝红、王慧平，南加州呈现报道。
达尔玛·温德姆和戴安娜·温德姆是一对作家夫妇，他们在观看了神韵纽约艺术团11日在加州呈现艺术中心塞格斯查姆剧院的首场演出之后，达尔玛赞叹神韵是他一生中看过的最好的演出，戴安娜呢则深受震撼，觉得自己仿佛成了中国文化的一部分。请看来自南加呈现的报道。
I just thought it was the most fantastic production I've ever seen in my life. It's just really quite extraordinary.And I felt very privileged to be able to see it tonight with my lovely wife and co-writer. Got a very distinct sense of the Chinese history and how deep it is and how far back it goes. And it really inspired me to do a little bit more research about Chinese culture.
曾读过一些中国历史的戴安娜表示，神韵的演出拓宽了她的视野。
I thought the show was amazing and extraordinary. This gave me such a dramatic feel for it, like widened my scope and my vision. I really felt like it gave me a great idea for the passion that Chinese people have for that. I was thrilled to be watching and to be part of it. I almost felt like I was a part of the culture while I was watching.
戴安娜表示，神韵展示出的精神层面是她的最爱。
That was one of my favorite parts. The spirituality, good, always overcoming evil. The fact that even if on this plane things didn't turn out the way that we thought or the way that we wanted them to, in the end everything always came out okay. I thought that was probably the best part of it.
新唐记者蓝红、王慧平，南加州呈现报道。